This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Kyle is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
This morning.
Is it dark in Australia?
Yep. Although in our house we have the little solar lights. And we have, they come in a box that says solar shed light. So the solar panels on the outside of the house and the lamps on the inside of the house. And it gives a light level something like bright moonlight inside the house. Mm-hmm. So you can see where you're going. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we talked about this before.
That's right,
One of the things that you and I talked about before was, you know, you never really know what people think about you. So I was talking with our son, and he said that there were three guys from that no one knew in this area. They were strangers. And pretty much the locals know who lives here. And there were these three guys at the local restaurant on the edge of town. And they were talking about hunting, and they were talking about hunting on this guy's farm, and they saw some turkeys there, and so they were gonna go and hunt from the road, which means, you know, open the truck windows and start firing from the road onto the farm. And they said, yeah, right by those two red barns at the top of the hill. And so this guy at the restaurant, the local, walked up to him and said, hey, I don't know if you really want to do that. And I'm paraphrasing. He said, the people who live on that farm, I just want you to know, and these are not my words. These are his words. They're doomsday preppers. They don't appreciate that. As a matter of fact, it really bothers them. And the last time it happened, they spread three guys out on the road face down and had them sign a confession. So, unless you want to be next, don't do it. Yep. That's the story that got back to us. And so, you know, we were patrolling. And turkeys are still safe on our farm. Amazing. It's amazing what people think and the words they use. So, doomsday preppers, that's really not quite accurate, right? We're not preparing for doomsday. We're preparing for everything. We're preparing, you know, just to survive. And so the impression is around this area that we're ready. Whatever it is, we're ready for it. And it would be a bad thing if you went over to that farm where the two red barns are, where those turkeys are, because those people are doomsday preppers. Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear me. Well, maybe National Geographic's doing something good for us anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, you know, Gwyneth, the first time I got a call from John Stadtmiller years ago. He's the owner of Republic Broadcasting Network. And he called me up and he said, Vinny, he invited me down to spend a week with him. So I went down to his house in Texas and, you know, spent a week at Republic Broadcasting and his home. And it was lovely. And he said, you got to see this show because I know you don't have television, but you really need to see this. So he sat in his living room and he put on Doomsday Preppers. And so I was stomping around his living room like I was furious. I said, I don't know anybody who behaves like this. These guys are embellishing. This is nothing like who we are. Nothing. So when I got back to Missouri, I got on the phone and I called National Geographic in Washington, D.C. I said, I'd like to talk to the producer of Doomsday Preppers or whoever's the boss. And they didn't know what I was talking about. I said, you know, Doomsday Preppers, the National Geographic television show. They had no idea what I was talking about. Finally, I got the information that it's not Doomsday, it's not National Geographic. It's this company called Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, Entertainment, out of New York City. And they gave me the name. And I, it's an entertainment company that did this for National Geographic. So I called up the Sharp Entertainment, and I got to talk to the casting director. And our casting director is Brooklyn Bagwell. And so we talked, and I said, you know, if you really want to see what real preparedness-minded people are like, real survivalists, not skinheads, people are taking it seriously and proactive about it, why don't you come to the Get Prepared Expo? So I invited her to our expo, and she came. And she did a casting call. So she was looking for people to put on National Geographic / Sharp Entertainment's Doomsday Preppers show. And I introduced her to several of our instructors, of which two of them were put on the air. Two of them were on broadcast, National Geographic, that I introduced her to. And one of them, his name is Alan, and he lives in Springfield. He did the one about aquaponics. And he and another friend of his had aquaponics configurations, and they were raising fish and plants synergistically. And so that was the Doomsday Prepper episode. It was, they set it up as a competition. These guys are competitors, and they want to see who's got the best fish tank, you know, and who's doing the best job. And that's literally what happened. So I've told that story on the air before, but it's absolutely true. So that's what I have to say about Doomsday Preppers. And I challenge them. I challenge them to back off on the embellishment and increase the education content. And over a couple of years, they actually did that. They increased the education to 50%. So half of the content of each episode was education. The other half was embellishment. You know, like this overweight woman who was preparing for the end of the world. She wanted to have sweet things to eat. You know, she wanted to have a taste of what taste of what it used to be like. I mean, total nonsense, right? Absolute nonsense.
Yeah. There's going to be no fat people in the apocalypse.
Right. Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and so she would be fortunate to have a can opener, to open a can of beans and eat them cold. I mean, that would be just delightful in what I envision happening. You know, being able to open a can rather than spend half the day or the whole day looking, scavenging, looking, hunting, you know, for the one meal of the day, right? I see really terrible things coming, and it's all our fault. Every bit of this is brought to us by man, in my opinion, because we've done some really stupid things, like fossil fuels, heating with fossil fuels, and just polluting the air, destroying the atmosphere, killing the plants, mowing down the Amazon, the forests, modern agricultural practices, that caused the Dust Bowl, things like that. I mean, just stupid things. Building a Las Vegas in the middle of the desert and then shipping electricity and water to the middle of where nobody would be living anyway. I mean, stupid things like that. That's what we do. That's literally what we do. We build cities on land that's 7 feet above sea level. Right? That's pretty bright. We build nuclear power plants on the edge of the shore, right? So that, you know, if there's a tsunami, that's okay. We'll just build another one. I mean, what are we thinking? And then we blast rockets off into space, and we drill holes in the atmosphere. I remember, kind of just rambling here. I remember back in the 90s saying to our neighbor across the road, I said, hey, Jerry, you think the weather's like unpredictable now? He said, no. I said, it's really hot. Hotter than I ever remember it when I was a child. He said, oh, no, you've just gotten older. I said, I don't think so, Jerry. I think it's really gotten hotter. The sun's rays are really, they're drilling through my skin. Nah, you're just getting older, Vinny. Then I said, well, how about this, Jerry? How about, you know, when one of those rockets blasts off and a big rocket from Florida, 3 days later, it's like the weather does something very unusual. Like, I don't know, 5 inches of rain that floods just outside New York City. You know, the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey is flooded. It doesn't happen. But 3 days after one of these space launches, it does. That kind of thing. That's what I'm talking about. He said, nah, that happens. That was my first introduction to climate change. I mean, physically experiencing it as a farmer. You know, not as a guy going to work saying, geez, boy, there's a lot of water here. You know, I connected the dots back in the very, very early 90s. So, well, Gwyneth, what made you connect the dots that things were going awry?
Well, basically, well, I was raised in a very politically aware household, okay? My dad was from a British banking family, and his branch of the family had been lopped off the family tree probably about 100 years before I was born, or thereabouts. And so his family, he and his family always knew what a bunch of scum British bankers were from personal experience. And
hold that thought. Hold that. We're going into a break. Yeah. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. We're talking about, when did Gwyneth connect the dots and realize that, the weather anomalies had changed and had appeared and started influencing our lives in a significant way? And I'm not talking about positive. I'm talking about negative ways. Gwyneth, please continue.
Okay. Anyway, my dad was very politically aware. And he could speak about five or six languages as well, including Russian and including German. And, of course, back in the day, there wasn't so much, press that was available from other countries. But he used to go to the library every week. And, of course, they used to have international newspapers at the library and such like. And because he could read these other languages, he could get the news from other parts of the world. And he, I remember him saying something, and he said, I remember him saying to me once, Jenny, probably not in my lifetime, but almost certainly in yours, there are some monumental changes coming. And he said something like, it's all falling apart at the seams. And as far as he was concerned, these changes were going to be triggered by the fact that the world was running out of engineers, okay? And for engineers, you could put basically any highly skilled, highly educated tradesman. Because it's true. He said, this is crazy. We're exporting all of our industry to China. And, you know, we're becoming a nation where we're all taking each other's laundry. And I remembered him saying all these things. He said, this can't continue. And, of course, he was right. You can't have a nation I don't know if he had the word service economy, but a nation can't be built on a service economy. It has to be built on manufacturing and industry, okay? Or as my dad would have said, you have to build a society on engineering. You can't build it on taking in each other's laundry. And that's when I knew, actually I didn't know at that time. I was like, yeah, sure, right, Dad, whatever. Anyway, there we go. But when I got older, I actually went out there in the world and began looking around me in my late teens and early 20s. I wrote to my dad and I said, Dad, this is terrible. This world is just crazy. You know, this is happening, that's happening, the other's happening. And he wrote a letter back to me and he says, what do you think I've been trying to tell you all these years? This is exactly what I've been telling you. And I got that letter back. And actually, it made me feel very much less alone in this world, because I was trying to explain to other people that this is just plain not right. And they would look at me with, you know, their faces screwed up like, what are you talking about? This is just how things are. And I said, no, it's not. It shouldn't be. This is wrong. This is so wrong. And, you know, it was, everybody was, you know, Rick Sheban talks about different classes and how people are judged on different classes and what group they're in and all the rest of it. That's exactly how people are judged. And I thought, this is so wrong. People are not getting judged on their abilities. They're not doing what they're best able to do, you know? That they're all competing and backstabbing and politicking and all the rest of it. And I said, this is terrible. And I would have been, like I said, in my late teens and early 20s, when I began to first become aware that all was not well in the world. For me, it initially wasn't from an environmental point of view, because I very quickly realized from my own research that the whole greenhouse thing was a monumental fraud. Although I realize there definitely is something happening to the climate, and it's probably human generated.
We're going into a break. We'll continue when we get back.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my when you go to the season? For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's in Australia. She lives off-grid on a farm, and we were talking about things that have changed our lives that we've noticed and when we noticed them. And Gwyneth, did you want to have some additional comments or make some additional comments, or would you like to talk about Art Bell for a minute or two?
I will make some additional comments, and then we'll talk about Art Bell.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing is, my dad, he could, he was a master engineer. He could work on a steam locomotive or a jet engine or anything in between. he could shoe a horse. He could train a gun dog. He was a really, really amazing guy. Like I said, being able to speak between 5 and 6 different languages. And the thing is that for his generation, there were actually a lot of people around who were like him. And if he were still alive today, he would be, he was born in 1930. So that would make him probably getting close to 90 years old. That generation's dying out. And it's really, really very sad because they were a generation who actually knew how to do things. They were perhaps the last generation who seriously knew how to build the world around us. The rest of us, we have bits and pieces of information, we have bits and pieces of knowledge, but very few of us, like the people who lived in that generation, have the whole package. And so that's the reason why I think that that's the reason why I became a prepper, was because I could see that our whole society was in a lot of trouble and that it was getting taken over by socialists and socialists of the very worst kind, and that the people, it is sad every single time we lose somebody like Dad, or lose somebody like Art Bell, because he was another man of the old school. He had a phenomenal range of knowledge, you know, and there's just no way that you could ever comprehend one individual having that degree of knowledge in our world today. And the people who have that degree of knowledge, they're one by one, they're passing on.
You know, you're absolutely right. Yesterday, Rich Sheban and I were talking about Venezuela. And here are some of the statistics that I calculated based on my research. That the average minimum wage for someone in Venezuela for a month's worth of work is $5 in U.S. dollars. Is $5.21. So work for a month and you get the equivalent in bolivars. Actually, it's 1.8 million bolivars, but that equates to $5.21. That would buy you a third of a month's wages would get you a quart of vegetable oil. 1 1/4 month's wages would get you 2 pounds of cheese. Deodorant for a woman would take a month's worth of work.
Wow.
If you wanted a 16-ounce bottle of shampoo, it would take a little over a month. If you wanted to buy an energy-saving light bulb, it would take 1.5 months to buy a light bulb. And to buy something as sophisticated as a refrigerator would take 30 months' wages in Venezuela. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that, I want to tie that to what you said about skills. And if a person had, if a person was a computer jockey, really, who cares about that, you know, in a situation, in a chaotic situation like Venezuela is going through right now, which is inflation beyond out of control. But if you had skills, if you knew mechanics, if you knew how to repair vehicles, if you knew how to farm, you could actually survive because people needed people with skills. They don't need people who can set up appointments at a computer station. They don't need that. They need people with skills. And Mike Ma, one of our senior instructors who lives in Guatemala, had been talking about skills from the very first day I met him. Skills, skills, skills. And he kept saying it over and over. So for the 6 or so years that I've known Mike Ma, he's always talked about how important it is to have skills. Because if you have skills, you can barter. You can teach someone something. And, you know, let's say you don't have food, but you have mechanical skills. Someone needs his vehicle fixed, his truck fixed. You say, I'll tell you what, six meals, get me 6 meals worth of food, and I'll fix your truck. You know, provided we can get the parts. You know, that kind of thing. So it's really critical that we learn skills. But so few of us are willing to do that. We would rather, and I'm not talking about us when I say we, I'm talking about people in general. They'd rather go to a ball game. You can put 65,000 seats. You can fill them up at a ball game. And when you're all done, what have you accomplished? You watch some guys with short pants chasing around a ball. And you spent, you know, $100 or more to do that, to drink some beers. And so you could talk about it tomorrow, you know, or Monday morning. You know, at work, if you're so fortunate as to have a job, you can talk about your favorite team. And who did what, and how great it was to watch that in person. Now, compare. I have never, ever paid to go to a ball game. Never. Now, tickets were given to me, and, you know, it was one of these company things where, okay, we're going. Vinny, you're going. You know, that kind of thing. To me, it seemed like a huge waste of time. Now, I know we're turning off some people who might be listening to this broadcast, but that's the way I see it. I really see it that way. And you mentioned Art Bell. Art Bell, I've got a couple comments about Art Bell. I used to listen to Art Bell overnight, almost religiously. If I could, I would lay awake at night and listen to Art Bell. He was born in 1945. He died April 13th. This year, 2018. We lost, in my opinion, the finest broadcaster ever. The best. And he talked about things that other people wouldn't talk about. He really wasn't interested in sports. He was really interested in things that the paranormal, beyond normal, above normal. He was interested in space. He was interested in time. He was interested in outside the box, pushing the envelope, discussing things that most radio broadcasters would be afraid to discuss. He was on 5 hours a night, overnight. He was the biggest broadcaster in terms of radio stations, I believe, ever, including, I believe, bigger than Rush Limbaugh. He did 5 hours a night all by himself. He was the producer, he was the engineer, and he was the host, all out of his house in Pahrump, Nevada. He loved radio. I believe he was a ham radio licensee at the age of 13, maybe 14.
Wow.
If you had a ham rig and you tuned to the frequency he was on, you could hear him. I heard him on my ham rig in my farmhouse in Virginia. He did things that typical broadcasters didn't do. Long, long interviews. And maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. Long answers to his questions. He wasn't interested in point, counterpoint. He wasn't interested in fighting it out with his guests. He wasn't interested in rapid fire. He wasn't interested in who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield. He was interested in preparedness. He was, to use their word, a prepper. I would use the word preparedness-minded. And over the last couple of days, I was looking on the internet, at images of his configuration, his studio. I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw the same equipment, some of the identical same equipment that he selected for his studio that I selected for my studio. He was interested in conserving energy. He had the same brand of power switches. 5 power switches per switched array that I have. I have 2 of them in our studio. He had, I think, 1. Very, very interesting. And I've never talked to him. And I'm sorry that I didn't. But I really believe that the way he interviewed was unique. And if you compare USA Prepares, this broadcast, to all the other broadcasts, you'll find the greatest similarity between the format of this one and Art Bell. Because I borrowed a page out of his book. I really did. I don't take direction very well, and he didn't either. He was not interested in placating his advertisers. He didn't have very many advertisers. Now, the network did that he was on. They had all the commercials. He had a couple. But he really wasn't interested in changing his discussion to placate the advertisers. He was interested in the truth. And I'll tell you a story about what Art Bell did. I'll tell you 2 stories when we come back, and then I'd love to hear what Gwyneth has to say. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia. Link on the website, usapreparers.com. Click on the instructors tab. You'll find her.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, we're talking about a great loss. National treasure, Art Bell, passed away on April 13th, 2018, a few days ago. And so I was listening to Art Bell one night, and he was talking about these reporters that were camped out. They wanted to interview him. He was under siege. And so they were camped out in a day and night. And he was talking about on the air that these guys just couldn't wait to get a video of him leaving his home in Pahrump, Nevada. They had night vision. So he told the story of what he did. He went out at night, and they turned these really sensitive night vision cameras on them. They trained this whole crew of, actually several crews of reporters and their staff. They turned their cameras on Art Bell, and he took out his 1,500,000 candle power searchlight, handheld. And when they trained their cameras on him,
don't you just love it?
He lit them up, and he blew out their cameras from across the road. Yeah, that's what he did. He was a pretty bright guy. He just had it with these reporter thugs. They just wouldn't leave him alone. And the funny story was, he came back from a commercial break, and he went on the air, and he sounded odd. And he said, I can't believe it. Now I'm paraphrasing. He said, I just did it. Like the stupidest thing. And I believe that was a quote. I just did the stupidest thing. I super glued my lips together. And what I literally did. He was attempting to repair a cartridge for commercials. And back then you would insert the commercial cartridge. It would be an endless loop, 30 seconds or 60 seconds. And you'd hit the button and it would play. well, kind of like an A-track cartridge, and it cracked. And so he was going to super glue it back together during the commercial break. And he got some super glue on his fingers, so he licked his fingers, and super glue transferred to his lips. And super glue loves moisture. And so he super glued his lips together.
Oh,
and,
dear.
Well, we used super glue in warfare as handcuffs. And the idea was you just carry a little tube of super glue with you, and you can have the enemy put their hands behind their back, and you super glue the forefinger and thumb together on let's say, the left hand. And then you make a loop with the right hand, thumb and forefinger, through the left hand's already super glued thumb and forefinger. Now you've got handcuffs with just two drops of super glue. Because if you want to take your hands apart, you are going to rip your skin off. Now, that's the way it was. But the solvent for super glue, class, if it ever happens to you, is acetone. Now,
yeah,
that would be like
nail
polish remover. Now, not the water-based, the old-fashioned
acetone.
Acetone-based, yeah. That's right. Right, and that's how you can get it off. And you know, I super glued two of my fingers together, and I don't know how I did it, but I super glued my thumb and my pinky on my right hand, and I didn't have any acetone. And you would think, you know, no big deal. Well, if it's on your right hand, and you're right-handed, it's a problem. So I got in my El Camino. I had a Chevrolet 1985 Chevy El Camino at the time. And you would think that no big deal. You just get in the car and you go, well, if you're right-handed and you super glue your right hand together, well, you can't turn the key. So you use your left hand to reach across to start the engine, and then you use your left hand to put the automatic transmission gear selector into, you know, reverse or drive, and then you drive to a place that has acetone, and that would be a dollar store. That'd be the quickest place probably to get acetone, and that's what I did. And in the parking lot, I unsuperglued my fingers together at the dollar store parking lot with acetone. So we'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs, and I'd love to hear her comments about her film. Great loss.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.